Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling, without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on Auto Trader? Really? Just visit autotrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else. The workday is coming to an end.
It is 5 o'clock. I will see you all tomorrow.
But Quinn and Chris are just getting started.
Sports talk it is.
Your hosts, Tony Quinn Jr.
Now, I will say, the journey, and it was a journey, to get to the press box is one of the toughest journeys I've been on.
And Chris Ello.
If he hits two home runs every game, including a glance, excuse me.
Well, it's going to be one of those days, huh?
It's time to get you up to speed on all things sports.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
With plenty of nonsense in between.
Oh, look! Here comes our fearless producer!
Quinn and Chris starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, happy to be back with you here, kicking off the 4 o'clock hour. Quinn and Chris from the back patio at Padres Spring Training in Peoria. First of two shows from Peoria this week. We'll also be on tomorrow, and I don't know if we can live up to what we did today. I mean, with all these interviews, Jason Hayward and Jackson Merrill have already been on the show. Still to come, we're going to have Gavin Sheets in a little bit. And then in the 5 o'clock hour, Ruben Niebla and Jake Cronenworth. But, yeah, more big interviews on the show tomorrow. So don't go anywhere. Make sure you keep it here on 97.3 The Fan with Padres radio coverage of spring training. Michael King announced today by manager Mike Schilt that King will be King on opening day.
Good one,
against
Chris.
The Atlanta Braves. He got the opening day start assignment, and Mike Schilt made the announcement today. Michael King said all of the right things. He's excited, obviously. Says that Dylan Cease was the first to congratulate him, and this wasn't a competition necessarily. This is a mutual admiration society, really, the Padre pitching staff. That's the way Michael King explained it. So Dylan Cease will probably go on game two. Yu Darvish getting a little shoulder fatigue rest, from what I'm told.
Yes.
But I don't think it's anything too serious. Darvish will not, obviously, probably start the opening weekend, but you got, you know, Nick Pivetta in there. And, you know, we'll see where the Padre rotation goes from there. But it's kind of exciting. You're 10 days away from opening day. Now you know your opening day starter. And as soon as the Padres announced theirs, the Braves fought back.
Yeah.
And they announced theirs.
Yeah, now we know it's Chris Sale.
Chris Sale will
officially
go for, officially Chris Sale for Atlanta.
Hopefully he doesn't rip up his jerseys before the game.
He can go a little haywire in a locker room.
A little.
Is that video still exist, you think, on YouTube somewhere?
I'm sure him destroying,
destroying
the TV in the AAA team's clubhouse.
Unbelievable issue with anger management, Chris Sale.
He goes,
come on.
After the fact, everybody was like, well, they don't have a TV now. He's like, don't worry, I bought it. It's like, no. You can't just destroy TVs and then make it all good by buying a new one.
Right. That's like saying you smash somebody's car, but
yeah,
you're going to play, y'all pay their hospital bills and buy them a new car. Well,
yeah, you're
no.
good. You're
yeah,
good.
Yeah, okay, then fine. Go ahead and smash somebody.
you did when you were waiting for that person to back in?
Almost. Chris Sale will be the starter for the Braves on opening day against Michael King. So we got that news. Padres are playing the Brewers today. They're in the seventh inning down the road here across the street, as it were. Padres are ahead 9-7 last I saw. Yuli Gurriel hitting his first home run of the spring today, has four RBIs today for the Padres against the Brewers. NCAA March Madness, it all gets underway tomorrow for the Aztecs. They'll be in Dayton, Ohio. It's the first four, and they're taking on about as big of a blue blood as you can get, North Carolina. I don't know if it gets any bigger than that, unless maybe, what, Duke, Kansas, North Carolina, that's Kentucky?
Yeah,
those are blue bloods. You know why they're called blue bloods, don't you?
No,
they all wear blue uniforms. They're blue bloods. They all wear blue uniforms.
I have never realized that.
North Carolina and the Aztecs tomorrow at 6:10 Pacific time. I think blue blood is also a word for somebody that's, you know, high recognized and established.
Is UCLA a blue blood?
I would think they used to be.
And they're blue.
And they were blue, but they've kind of fallen off.
Oh, Adam Klug is saying, is Indiana a blue blood?
They're red blood.
Good call. Good answer.
Mick Cronin thinks UCLA's a blue blood, but his players think he's delusional.
Oh, hey-o.
Hey-o, there you go. So, yeah, Aztecs tomorrow. Now, the fact that the Aztecs are playing North Carolina is not sitting well with Patrick Morrissey. He is the governor of the state of West Virginia.
Governor.
And West Virginia was the team that was not chosen in terms of North Carolina being chosen. West Virginia was the first team out.
Yes.
So Patrick Morrissey is not happy. And he says that the snub of West Virginia borders on robbery at the highest level. Not just robbery, but robbery at the highest level. And he, listen, this is the part I like. He has asked his attorney general, the attorney general of the state of West Virginia, to investigate and look into the transparency of the NCAA to make sure that the selection of North Carolina over West Virginia was fair. Guess what they're going to find?
It was fair?
Probably. But they're also going to find this. The chairman of the NCAA selection committee is the athletic director at North Carolina.
Yeah, not a fan of that.
Now, he says that when they bring up North Carolina to discuss whether they should be in the tournament, he leaves the room. That seems fair. However, he eventually comes back into the room, right?
And when they say, hey, we picked West Virginia, we didn't pick North
Carolina. Right, we didn't pick you.
He's not going to say a word. He's just going to go sit down and take it? No.
Exactly.
That's an awkward situation.
It's an awkward situation, and here's what makes it even more awkward, Scraby.
Oh, no.
According to the website 24/7 Sports, which I think is
it's legit.
Credible,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for the most part.
According to that website, the athletic director at North Carolina, Carmichael, I believe is his last name.
Okay.
He's the guy, the head of the NCAA committee. Because North Carolina made the tournament, he personally pocketed a bonus of over $100,000 because it's in his contract that he himself gets more money if North Carolina makes the tournament.
Well, I'm sorry.
I know where you're going now.
Oh, my goodness.
I know where you're going
you
now.
You should have no say in any of
he
this.
He shouldn't.
Or you forfeit the bonus.
He just shouldn't have a say. It's an impossible situation to put him in. If J.D. Wicker were in charge of the NCAA tournament,
selections.
Yeah.
And he also got a $100,000 bonus if the Aztecs made it.
Oh, I wonder if that's going to make him choose them.
It would be impossible for JD to be, you know, as fair as he'd like to be.
Now,
because you can't do that.
The West Virginian governor.
You're siding with the governor,
no,
aren't you?
No, I'm not going to side with
the governor.
Because, my question is this.
Okay.
The people of West Virginia, is this that important to them? Because if it is, then he's doing his job.
Right. If he's representing the populace of West Virginia by looking into this.
Yeah, he's doing his job.
Then he's doing his job.
Do I think it's a waste of federal and state resources?
Yeah.
Yeah. I do.
Yeah.
But I kind of like it because I think the people of West Virginia are behind him on this.
I think that they probably are. Look, I'm not going to blame the North Carolina athletic director. He is in an impossible situation. But when you're getting a bonus of $100,000, if your team makes it, and you're in charge of whether they make it, that's a little sketchy.
No, but
it's a little sketchy.
No, I walk out of the room. I walk out of the room.
Yeah, so what? You come back in.
I have nothing to do with this.
Yeah, this is a little crazy. Anyway, hopefully the Aztecs will be able to knock them off, although North Carolina is being picked by everybody. One other quick note, college hoops, which was interesting. South Alabama was invited to the NIT last night. They accepted. They're very excited to go to the NIT. One problem. They were only in the NIT because UC Riverside declined its invitation. UC Riverside said they had a prior commitment to play in the college basketball invitational. You know, there's a few of these tournaments now?
Yeah.
Okay, so they had made a prior commitment to the other tournament.
Okay.
So the NIT called UC Riverside, said, we want you in. They said, sorry, we can't. We're in this other one. Turns out UC Riverside got out of its other commitment, came back to the NIT and said, no, we'll be in. We'll accept.
Oh, they said no?
No, they said yes. And they kicked South Alabama out after inviting them.
What is happening to this world?
I know. UC Riverside should just, sorry, you missed out. You didn't accept it.
You know, Chris, this brings up something that happened to me as a kid.
Okay.
I was a part of this friend group, and I was I wasn't allowed in the friend group, right? And then they let me in because someone left the school.
All right.
And then a new kid came, and they replaced me in the friend group.
They took you out, right
so
back
I
out.
So I feel exactly like South Alabama.
You understand
Alabama.
How South Alabama
that
feels.
That is hurtful. How could you do that to
yes, the coach of South Alabama said, you know, we celebrated. We told all our kids they're excited. We've got practice where everybody's fired up. And now you're asking me to go tell them that, no, we didn't make it?
You have to let – that this is UC Riverside's fault.
It is. It's UC Riverside's fault, not South Alabama's fault.
Whatever happened to, like, fairness in life?
Wow, that went out. Okay. That went out a long time ago.
All right,
look, you know that. You know that went out a long time ago.
Good point. This is just ridiculous, though. Come on.
I'm not happy with either of those two stories.
I'm actually
behind.
I can stomach the West Virginia story.
I'm a little bit behind the West Virginia governor. I'm going with the governor here. There's no way the North Carolina guy can be impartial. He just can't.
He can't.
He can.
Especially with $100,000.
He got $100,000, and he stared into the camera yesterday and he said, "But I leave the room when North Carolina is brought up." Yes, you that come back in the room.
It doesn't absolve you of any sins.
Yeah, I don't know. There's more reason. Aztecs, come on. Do in the heels tomorrow.
Oh, man. I can't even imagine how anxious you're going to be all drive home
tomorrow.
I'll
be okay. I'll be fine. You know, it's funny. I mean, you're right. I if you missed it earlier, I'll be driving home during the Aztec game, so I will actually DVR it. And I'll watch it when I get home.
Psychotic.
And I am psychotic, according to Scraby. But here's what I'm even more psychotic. I won't even think about it on the drive home once.
That is weird.
I'll just get home and then go, oh, yeah, it's time to watch the game. That's how I will be.
I'm more of a, like a, what's the, instant gratification. I need something
I know,
now.
You need to know. Most
so
people
if
need
I,
to know.
If I go into the plan, I'm going to watch this at home. I'm going to DVR this at home. I'm not going to pay attention. At some point during the drive, my brain's going to tell me, you could just take a little peek.
Oh, really? And you would fall for it? You
would
just
do it? I would fall for it.
Okay.
And I would be like, all right, cool. Now I don't have to watch the DVR anymore. I could just listen to the game.
That's so interesting. Yeah, I will not do that tomorrow night. And don't bother texting me out there because I won't look at my phone. I will not risk it. I hope nothing.
I believe that.
I hope nothing really important happens during that 2-hour period.
I don't think there's anything that important going to happen.
Yeah, my wife's going to be with me on the drive home, so nothing can
there's
really...
There's no work-related things?
Shouldn't be. I should be okay.
All right,
let's take a break. When we come back to Padres spring training coverage and a visit with the biggest story in spring training, frankly, right?
Yeah.
It's Gavin Sheets. The guy's got 6 home runs. He's taken everything by storm. We'll meet him after we check traffic on Gwen and Chris.
Too often, green laundry detergents come with a compromise. They're better for the planet, but worse at the one thing that matters most, cleaning your clothes. Dirty Labs believes you shouldn't have to lower your standards for the sake of sustainability. Using advanced green chemistry, they created a detergent that uses an entirely new cleaning engine, inspired by the genius of nature. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Hi, welcome back to Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan, broadcasting live from Padres Spring Training in Peoria, Arizona, on the back patio here at the Padres Spring Training Complex, and we're having a great day. Hope you're enjoying the show as well. Before I get to this interview with Gavin Sheets, who's been the story of spring training, 6 home runs for Sheets. It's like bludgeoning his way onto the roster.
He is.
Yeah. ESPN did a little thing on each school in the NCAA tournament and breaks down the mascot and the fight song and the colors and then notable alumni. Who do you think we have, Scrape? San Diego State, notable alumni. Who would you start with?
Probably Kevin O'Connell. What?
Kevin O'Connell?
Yeah.
Ahead of Tony Gwynn?
Oh, well, yeah, okay, Tony Gwynn, you're right. I was going to say Tony Gwynn Jr. I honestly didn't even think about Tony Gwynn.
You didn't think about Tony Gwynn.
No, I didn't.
They list Tony Gwynn, they list Marshall Faulk, Steven Strasburg, Kawhi Leonard, Raquel Welch. That's the 5. You don't know who Raquel Welch
She's
is,
She's a model, right?
She's a former, actress. She passed away a couple of years ago.
Oh, wow.
But she was a big-time sex symbol of the 70s. I think that's the best way to describe Raquel.
I'm going to have to do a couple Googles now.
You're going to do a little research on Raquel Welsh. Yes. Let me know how that goes for you.
Yeah, you can come over and sit next to me if you want to.
I'm fine. Okay. I'm fine. I remember what Raquel looks like. She looks good. I'll say that. She looked great. All right. Here we go with Gavin Sheets. Talk about looking great, man. He has been dominant this spring training. Let's meet him.
Back here from the Peoria Sports Complex here, Gwynn and Chris has traveled here to Arizona, hanging out with the guys here at spring training. And Gavin Sheets joins us here, who is having a terrific spring thus far. Gavin, welcome to Gwynn and Chris. How are you today?
Doing great. Appreciate you guys having me on.
No problem, man. You've come in, new place for the first time in your career. First, what was your experience walking into a new clubhouse for the first time? I mean, I having done it a few times myself, yeah, it's kind of an exciting, uncomfortable feeling all at the same time.
Sure,
what was your experience?
Yeah, you know, obviously you're a little nervous, you're excited, you're excited to meet all the new faces, and, you know, luckily I had Dylan Cease that I played with for a bunch of years, so kind of lean on him and you know, came in with him, and then, but just unbelievable group of guys, unbelievable group of people here, and between the staff, the front office, the players here, just, you know, it took me like 2 days, and I felt like I'd been here for my whole
career.
That's
awesome.
So testament to these guys here, but no, it was a very easy transition.
What was the process like for you to become a member of the Padre organization? You get in touch with them, they get in touch with you. How did this work? And then what was said to you? Was anything promised you? Or was it like, you know, you're here, now show us what you can do?
No, yeah, I think it was a little bit of both. You know, they reached out their interest to me and some other teams. And, you know, I saw an immediate fit here. I obviously loved playing for Tony La Russa, and Tony La Russa, I told him who I was talking to, and you know, he just loved he loved Schilt, and he thought that would be a great fit as well. So I think Schilt talked to him, and I talked to him as well, and so but then it's looking at the fit and looking at what, you know, nothing was promised to me, nor did I expect anything to be promised. You know, I didn't want any false promises or anything like that, but what was promised was a chance to compete. And you know, I wasn't afraid of competition. I wanted to come in and, you know, be a part of a winning franchise. You know, I watched what they did last year. I know the talent that they have here. I know the superstars they have here. And for me, it was coming in and fitting in and being a guy to add some depth.
Victor Rodriguez is the hitting coach here, and you get an opportunity to kind of work with him. He came in last year and changed the kind of approach and philosophy that we had seen here in years past. What has been your experience working with Victor?
It's been incredible. It's funny. Victor actually was my dad's roommate all the way back in 1982 in minor league ball. So, yes.
Oh my God!
So we had that familiarity, and you know, he's gotten to see me a bunch. He was with Cleveland when we were playing them, and you know, in 21 and 22, and so we saw them a bunch. And I was swinging the bat well at the time, so he knew what I was capable of doing, and you know, he kind of saw some things over time that I changed that we wanted to get back to and get back to kind of the way I swung the bat in 21. And but just what I love about him is how positive he is.
Yeah.
You know, how simple he keeps it. You know, it's not about, we're not chasing power here. We're not chasing, you know, Petco Park hitting, keeping a gap to gap, staying in the center of the field, and being as short as possible. And when you know, it adds a lot of power all of a sudden. So, no, it's been great getting back working with him and you know, all these guys here.
You know, Gavin Sheets, we're sitting out here in the back at one of the little tables here out in the courtyard, and I can see why now, Tony, he hit one completely out of the Peoria Sports Complex. Yeah, it's a big kid. And so it's great to be swinging well, I'm sure, right now. Go back to being a draft choice, second-round White Sox, and your mental state coming into being a professional baseball player, has it turned out any differently than you imagined? And if so, has that helped you or hurt you along your path?
Yeah, I think Tony knows this really well as well. It's just, you know, I think our dads really prepared us for what was to come.
Yeah.
You know, you know the baseball side of it. You kind of know what to prepare for in terms of, you know, getting ready to play every day and all that stuff. But just everything else that comes with it outside of baseball.
Yeah.
And I think that we were blessed to have dads that did it. Obviously the big league level, Tony, obviously at a Hall of Fame level, and you know, to have that support system and just to help us walk us through it. You know, obviously I think that you know, there's the ups and downs that you have to go through as a player yourself, yeah. That your dads can't prepare you for, but, you know, just the just how to handle things and be a pro. You know, I think I was blessed to be able to have my dad there and, you know, kind of lead me through that before I even got to it.
Yeah, in terms of that, it's truly an advantage. I mean, most of the guys come into the locker room and they're having to, like, literally figure it out on their own.
Right.
We kind of had a blueprint to kind of follow in order to be a pro. I got to ask you, because beginning of the spring, numbers-wise, it wasn't going well. But the thing I noticed was you were hitting the ball hard.
Yeah.
It was just on the ground. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, a week passed, the ball starts getting on the line. When you come in competing for a job, right, how difficult is it to stay with it? Because I remember the first three or four games, you were hitting balls right on the screws. It was just right at guys. Mm-hmm. But in the back of your mind, you know, even though I'm swinging a bat, well, I want these numbers to look a certain way.
Sure.
How do you kind of, you know, do the mental gymnastics to keep your mind where it's at?
Yeah, it's tough. Obviously, you come in and, you know, you want numbers right away. You want to make a team right away. And, you know, it's a different spot than I've been in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you start to press a little bit, but at the same time, it's like you want to dive into these guys. You want to see their ideas. You still want to work on stuff. You know that in the long run, when everything clicks and you make these changes, everything's going to, you know, in the long run, it's going to benefit you. And so it's kind of that fine line of like, man, I had a great, you know, from 8 to 12 o'clock today, my work was unbelievable. And then you go and you roll over one at bat, and you're like, just don't
make it a big thing.
Don't panic. Right. Don't panic. Like,
so hard to do, though,
right?
It's
so hard. It's like, man, I had 4 hours of unbelievable. I had 100 swings today that were really good, and then my one at bat today I rolled over. I punched out, and it's like, how do you not go back and change everything? But, no, I stuck with it and just stuck with these guys and loved what they were doing. And then, obviously, you start to see some results and start to be like, all right, this is why I was buying in.
Has the 6 home runs you've hit in spring training, has that changed your feeling within this organization? Do you sense it's maybe changed their feeling about you a little bit? Do you hope it has?
I hope so. No, it's been awesome. Just seeing, you know, the fruits of labor come to work and just buying into what these guys had, these guys' ideas, and just obviously seeing it translate to the field has been awesome. I'm taking swings that I haven't taken in the last couple of years, and that's what stands out to me. It's not just the home runs, it's the way I'm driving the baseball. It's, you know, going left on left to center field against the White Sox, and you know, it's just the way I'm hitting the baseball. You know, if they weren't home runs, it wouldn't change my thoughts about it. It's just like just driving the baseball, keeping it low line drives that are just rising up. And hopefully it's brightened their thoughts to me. Put me in a good spot, obviously, this time of year. But more than anything, I just know in the long run this is where I was supposed to be, and the work's coming out.
Now, defensively, where are you most comfortable?
First base.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's been great to get a lot of work in left field. You know, only played right field my career.
I only asked because, you know, you've moved well out there. It hasn't looked like it's an uncomfortable spot for you.
Right. Yeah, my whole career I played first, and then obviously got up with Chicago and kind of learned the outfield in the big leagues. When you got Jose Abreu at first base and MVP, you figure out.
And so, where you fit in, right?
It's like Tony told me, you figure it out or you just won't be here. And I was like, all right, I'll figure it out. And so, getting a lot of reps in left field and working with Macias here has been awesome. And, you know, just being as comfortable as possible in a bunch of different situations, whether it's DH, first, outfield, you know, the more opportunities I have to give them where I can get in the lineup, the better off.
Well, Gavin, you're off to – you've been having – I shouldn't say off because we're getting close to the end. You've been swinging a bat well. Continued success, man. We appreciate you coming to spend some time.
I like what he said about, I hope they're noticing. They better be noticing or they're not. They don't have a pulse. I mean, they got us. Come on.
We appreciate your time.
No, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Very good. Gavin Sheets right there with the 6 spring home runs. And like I said, I mean, you're going to have to find room. Although we've talked about it, Scraby, that final 5. And that's kind of what we're calling it, right? You got 8 guys that you almost guaranteed, right, are there.
Yeah.
When you're talking about Jake and Arise and Manny and
Bogarts.
Yes, thank you.
I know we've seen a lot of people today.
We've gone over this all. Yeah, Merrill and Fernando, and you got to have 2 catchers. So that's 8 right there, and then Jason Hayward probably is 9. So who are the 4? Or 5 that are left. It's going to be interesting to see how the Padres break all that down over the next 10 days until opening day. Still ahead on the program in the 5 o'clock hour, Ruben Niebla. And he's always great. I don't know if you ever heard him interviewed before, man. You'll be smarter after you're done listening to Ruben. And then Jake Cronenworth coming up in the 5 o'clock hour as well. Next, though, Scraby, Big Five Fun from Peoria. I'm Gwynn and Chris. All right, welcome.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Back to it, Gwynn and Chris, 97.3, The Fan, 4:37, The Time. Scrape, I don't know, but the three cutest kids I've ever seen just walked back here.
They did.
With their full-on Padre uniforms and spring training hats.
Yes.
I don't know how old these guys are, but I'm saying between 3 and 6 or something.
Man, oh, you got
it. Oh, they are so cute. Anyway.
Yeah, and they won.
And they won their game
today. So
that's
even better.
Good job, guys.
Nice. I love it.
They are ready for action. Padres won their game today over the Brew Crew. Final score in spring training, 14-8.
Yeah.
A wild one today. Yuli Gurriel hit a two-run homer, drove in 4, and Brett Sullivan drove in 3 today. Jake drove in 2. So it was a good day for the Bats, and the Padres beat the Brew Crew in spring training. If you're just tuning in today, the news of the day, as broken by MLB.com's AJ Cassavell, Michael King is the starter on opening day. Did you break that? Mike Schilt broke
yes,
it. Right.
See?
He broke it to all of us earlier today. Right. Michael King will be the starter. Okay. We're coming up on the Big Five.
Yes.
Scraby, you got some other stuff going on in the sports world
I
to
do.
Share with us.
There's a lot going on.
Okay. Let's take a little check of traffic and then get into that.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. Even from Peoria, Arizona, we have a Big Five that's going on. And Sam Levitt just came back from the game. He looks like he had a grand old time at the game, actually.
Well, it was a good game.
He looks very weirded out for some reason.
But lots
I won't show
on.
Him on the camera.
Lots going on today. By the way, I can't believe we're doing the show right now. We're missing the TGL semifinals, Scrape.
Oh, how could I never?
The golf league has got to be the dumbest thing that's ever come up in sports. It has to be.
Stop. I don't think it's the dumbest thing in sports.
It's right there.
AJ Council says yes.
Yeah, it is. Come
on. I think the concept is there.
No.
It's just not TV watchable.
Get rid of it.
It's just you can't watch it. You can't.
Get rid of it.
I like the fun. Okay, get rid of it, Chris says.
Yes.
All right, Frank, let's get into it.
Number five.
All right, so we talked about it a little bit earlier, but the start to Yu Darvish's 2025 season is probably going to be delayed. Mike Schilt said earlier today he has general fatigue. It's unclear when he's going to resume throwing, but it looks like the beginning part of the season, as of right now, is probably out of reach for Yu Darvish. Chris, how much does Yu Darvish shutting it down for right now worry you?
Like on a scale of 1 to 10?
Sure.
1.
Okay.
There's always, you know, with a pitcher that's, you know, been in the game as long as Yu Darvish. But my thing is I trust Yu Darvish to understand his own body and his arm. I mean, this guy's a professor of pitching, right? And knowing what it takes to be ready and how to be ready at the right time. So they're going to need Yu Darvish during this season, right? He's going to have to pitch some ball games. Because you don't have Joe Musgrove.
Yeah.
So you need Darvish. But do you need him the first two times through the rotation? Probably not. And if Yu Darvish pitches shutout ball in the postseason like he did last year, you know, that's going to be all what we need. I think it's fine. But, you know, it's always a nervous thing with a guy like that. He's been around so long, in a long time.
I think you said it right. It's he knows what's best for him, and he's not going to say, "Hey, I'm going to shut it down right now" if he doesn't feel like he needs to.
Yeah, this isn't like you getting yourself out of going to work.
Me
or anybody out there.
Yeah, it's not
anybody
like that.
Out there.
It's not like that at all.
Darvish isn't that way.
But I mean, I hope it's not one of those things. It's like, hey, he's got general arm soreness, and then we're sitting in July, and it's like, hey, he's got general arm soreness. But
yeah, that's a concern. That part. Yeah,
I think we'll have to wait and see for that one. All right, Frank.
Number four.
The Bengals signed Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, and they got paid, Chris. Big
Both
money.
Of them, huh?
The Bengals have reached contract extensions, paying Ja'Marr Chase 4 years and $161 million, making him the highest-paid non-quarterback in NFL history. According to NFL Network, T. Higgins is going to sign 4 years and $115 million, according to the report. Ja'Marr Chase is going to be making between $40.2 and $41 million per season, and it keeps both wide receivers and the core of their passing game alongside Joe Burrow for many years to come. So I'm a first. Is this the right move for the Bengals? Yes, it was the only move for the Bengals. At least Ja'Marr Chase was the move. But I knew that they were going to make this happen. Joe Burrow does not publicly say that he wants these guys on his team and say, we're going to make it work, we're going to figure it out, if it's not going to happen. I mean, Joe Burrow put... What Joe Burrow says goes in the Bengals organization, and Joe Burrow knows that he needs those two guys to be as great as he was this year. So I think this is the right move for the Bengals.
I'm not so sure. And again, I know the salary cap went up, so you got a little extra money to play with, but you're putting an awful lot of money into three guys. Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, and T. Higgins. You also gave Mike Gesicki a ridiculous amount of money to play tight end. I don't understand that, but
he
that's another
former
part.
Dolphin, everyone, I have to say that.
He did nothing for the Dolphins. That's why I'm saying that. I think they get a deal on Chase Brown because he's such a young running back. But you need linemen, and the Bengals' defense was one of the worst in football last year.
And they're getting rid of Trey Hendrickson because they don't want to pay him.
You know, I don't know that, I mean, the Bengals, you can't outscore everybody every week.
No.
Even if you've got Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, I don't know that this is going to work for the Bengals, honestly. Let's see what happens.
Yes. All right.
Number three.
Joey Gallo. He is retiring from the outfield, Chris. He's 31 years old. He's a longtime slugging outfielder at DH who was released Sunday by the White Sox. He said on X that he plans to pursue pitching as the next step in his baseball journey. He said, quote, it's been fun outfield. Just to be clear, I will be pitching.
Okay.
That's what he said.
All right.
Chris, do you think we see Joey Gallo, the pitcher, at the major league level?
I have a very quick answer to this one, Scrape. Just one sentence.
What?
Joey Gallo should be okay as a pitcher because he knows an awful lot about strikeouts. That's all I got on Joey Gallo, the pitcher. I have no idea. Maybe.
Hey,
who knows?
He's got a great arm.
Well,
that's what I've heard. I'm not a scout. I don't know.
He's familiar with K's.
I mean, I wish. Okay, twice you've said that now. I wish that I could just pick up and say, you know what? I want to try to be a wide receiver today. That's what I'm going to do.
Well, you might be able to do that if you were already
a
football
player. Okay, that
was
a bad example. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to say, you know what? I'm going to be a news talk. I'm going to be a news guy.
You want to be, huh?
I'm going to be a news guy now.
You want to be a White House correspondent?
Yeah, I'm going to go from being sports talk to news talk. I mean, that's just what I'm going to do. Sam Levitt's trying to talk to us like he's...
He's trying to interrupt you.
I know
what he's
doing.
He's
mad at me
and
for
it's
some
working.
Reason.
It's working.
He's mad at me for some reason. I don't know why.
Good. Join the club,
do
Sam.
Do I think we see him? No, I don't think we see him as a pitcher at the major
league
level.
I guess it's a long shot. A long shot for sure.
Number two.
Man, we are cruising through this, Chris, just a little too fast. So.
I know, but we have to hurry because it looks like they're going to have a press conference here any minute now.
And I'm going to talk about this.
Right where we're sitting.
Okay, so Chris, a Michigan baseball player smashed a triple over the weekend, slid into third, and to celebrate, he decided to pretend to snort the chalk line like he was, well... You know.
Yeah, but, I got you. Yeah. That's all you need to say. He pretended to snort the chalk line. That's
he actually came out with an apology today.
Thank you.
He said,
I would like
to apologize for my actions on third base yesterday. Yeah. I made an immature decision in the heat of the moment. The gesture I made does not reflect my character, the household I was raised in, or the block M that I represent in any kind of way.
Right.
Take full responsibility. Truly sorry. To all those who have been negatively impacted by this. Mitchell Voigt is his name.
Yeah.
If you're the Michigan coach, Chris, or I guess I'm up first, is there a punishment? This has got to be a small one.
Sit him out again?
You can't be doing drug maneuvers on the sideline or on a field with a bunch of people watching. I'm not a fan of this whatsoever. Do you think there's a punishment, Chris?
I don't. He's a college kid. He apologized. As long as he didn't say in his apology that this does not reflect who I am, because normally I just use a spoon.
Oh, my God. I did not see that coming.
No, you didn't see that coming, did you?
I did not see that coming.
I can't believe he snorted the foul line.
I retweeted this at Matt Scraby if you want to see
It's crazy. But he apologized. College kids, they're going to make a mistake. I'm okay with this one.
Yeah, it was a lot, though.
It was a heartfelt apology, though, so I think he's cool.
Oh, yeah, he tweeted out his notes app with his apology. That's the heartfelt apology.
I didn't notice that. You didn't tell me that.
All right.
Number one.
We got 6 minutes, and I don't know that we're going to be able to talk about this.
But we got to finish before this press conference starts.
What are we going to do? We can't just go to break.
We'll figure it out.
Here's number
one. Just finish the big five.
Chris.
Yes.
It's St. Patrick's Day.
Oh.
You're just learning that for the first time?
Uh-huh.
Are you a corned beef and cabbage guy?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Used to make it myself.
Really?
Yeah. Used to make it myself back in the, I would say, post-college era.
Okay.
When I used to, you know, because when I was in college, I always had the, you know, the meal card, right? You ate at school in the dorms or whatever. And then once I met Lori, you know, the corned beef and cabbage kind of went out the window.
Yeah, but there's no vegan corned beef and cabbage,
right,
is there?
There's nothing I can do. But in between, I used to make that a lot.
Really?
And I'd get a big, sorry but for this visual, but a big hunk of corned beef from the market or the butcher, whatever it was. And you, all you do, honestly, is you drop it in some water, some boiling water, and then this is the key.
Okay.
Because I was young and I was just out of college. You just keep pouring cans of beer in there.
Okay.
And so it boils and soaks in the beer as it's cooking the corned beef.
All right. Wow, that's the deeper answer than I would have ever thought from you.
And then, you know, for the last half hour, you throw the cabbage in. It doesn't take very long for the cabbage to work. And really, the cabbage is just kind of there as, you know, a dressing. Nobody's really into the cabbage, but it's part of it, so you put it in. But, yeah, corned beef, though, right up at the top of my list, Greg.
I had
right
no idea this was going to open
such a
topic.
Happy St. Patty's Day to everyone.
And McKee says, is there any other kind of corned beef? It has to be a hunk of corned beef.
Yeah, I guess he's right.
Growing up, I'm a picky eater. Very picky eater.
Okay.
Growing up, my mom made this all the time. And I never ate it. And you know what? Nowadays, I think it's a little bit better than I did when I was a kid.
You didn't like it for
a while. I'm definitely not going to be making it just because it's St. Patrick's Day. I'm probably never going to make it myself anyway. So.
Like I said, I'm doubtful to ever make it again. I don't know that the
but
wife
it's something
is going to
turn
love.
Over the...
Yeah, I know, but
you
I
should be doing it.
Well, I can have it at restaurants.
It's something that you love.
I can have it at restaurants.
Corned beef and cabbage, Sam.
Like I said, the cabbage is kind of a waste.
It's kind of a waste. Okay.
Yes, it's kind of a waste.
All right.
So there's our big five. We had to get it done early because, Sam, why are you giving us the look like we need to shut up so that you can start your press conference? That's the look you're giving me.
Who are we waiting on, Sam?
The manager of the Padres.
Mike Schilt. I didn't know he
was going to come
speak in one day.
I didn't know that they came after a game. So he's going to be right here. So we're going to have to just basically shut up. I mean, we can't really talk when he gets here. So everybody's waiting. The intimidating San Diego media contingent is here.
Yes.
Kevin Acey's like, Kevin Acey wants to get back at me now. We got Dennis Lynn. We got AJ. We got all the
Sammy
who's who.
Lev.
It's a who's who.
It is a who's who.
Yeah. We'll chat till Mike Schilt gets here. Then they'll have to figure it out.
We talk on the radio every day, but it's so much different when people are around you when you're talking on the radio.
It's a little different when people, right. It's different when people are looking at you talk.
I can say crazy things in front of you. Yeah, AJ's looking at us right now. Here comes the manager of the Padres.
So
we should go to break right now.
Yeah, Frank, you're going to have to fill something for a couple minutes because we just can't interrupt this. So we'll be back in just a moment from Peoria with the 5 o'clock hour.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck-on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit autotrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. Flavors, art, neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.